Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up? It's Phoenix Star 9, and we got Precious, my lovely, lovely co-host today. Say hello to people.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
All right. Well, that's hello. I'm excited because we got a very special guest, man. Like, she has been somebody that I've always just really admired from, like, I don't know how long ago it's been, like, years. So, like, a lot of years. And I'm just really excited to really get into the interview with her. Without further ado, I'm going to stop stuttering. And I'm just going
Let me stop playing.
No, ain't no let you find out nothing. But anyway, she's an author, blogger, entrepreneur, all around, you know, queen. And I'm just happy to have her on. So if you're there, Marsha, please press one, and I can bring you right on, and we can get into it, and I can stop, you know, stuttering like, you know, something's wrong with me.
Right.
Don't
want to have to call 911.
You're not. See, no. Anyway, without further ado, we have the lovely, lovely, lovely Marsha Badger.
Yeah!
They turned up.
Far too kind. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, excited to have you here. Exactly.
Yes. It's hot.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Good.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Right. She's here. No. Bean, she's here. No.
Stop. Just see. Here you go. But nah, you know, we go way back.
Yes, we do.
Twitter and blogging together. I got your book in my hand right now. I'm like a fan girl. I'm just excited because this is like so overdue.
It is. Long overdue.
You know? So I want to tell people a little bit about yourself before I get into my questions. You know, just tell them a little bit about you and what you do and who you are.
Okay, well, I am a fashion blogger from New York City. About myself, I am pretty much into anything fashion, but affordable fashion. Living in New York City, it is expensive here, and so I try to capitalize off of the idea that it doesn't have to cost you a whole bunch of money to look good. So the main premise of my blog is bringing you affordable fashion under $100. And then, of course, besides that, I cover celebrity interviews. I do celebrity events. I cover celebrity events. I do celebrity interviews. I cover the latest trends, what each celebrity is wearing. I just bring you all types of fashion from my point of view.
Word.
Awesome. Mhm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that means we have to set up like a shopping date because
I need
help. Okay, and I'm in New York, so I definitely can use a little, advice because I can't get it together these days. I really can't.
Well, I don't know what it is.
What you laughing for? It's true. It's like as you get older, your tastes change.
It does. And I think a lot of that is you get older, so you feel like I'm too old to wear this
or I'm too old.
But it doesn't have to be that way. As long as you know your body and you know what works for you, you can wear whatever. I'm going to be wearing crop tops as long as I can wear crop tops.
And I'm going to be wearing bedding sheets as long as I can wear bedding sheets, you know, to cover it all up.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah,
bedding sheets.
Yeah, white sheets, whatever color, coordination, needle and thread. So anyway, for all of our listeners who are tuning in for the first time and just hearing your name for the first time, you know, how did you get started into the fashion blogging with fashion, with doing celebrity interviews and things of that nature? Can you give us a little bit of history?
Okay. My blog is only 16 months old, so it's a very, very new blog. But I've been able to just get a lot of success in the first year and couple of months, which I'm so blessed to have that happen to me. I got into it sort of because I was at a crossroads in my life, turning 30, didn't know what I was doing with myself, and the thought of, like, living a corporate life was, you know, it's very scary to me, and, you know, it's almost like a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know.
Yeah.
It's
I have
to stop. You're 30. When did that happen?
Like, 30 was, 2013?
Oh, my God. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, the end of
we're answering her question. But I'm in shock. I'm going to be in shock and listening to your response to this question.
What
how
are you
old
looking
you
for?
I was?
Her age?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Yeah. I mean,
no.
I'm 32 this
mad.
Year. Yeah.
You don't look it.
Why are you mad?
You don't look it. Because you don't look it.
Thank
okay.
You.
I'm thinking.
Well,
she's
do
younger
I look my age? Thanks, fiend.
No, you
well,
don't.
These, yeah. Thanks. You know how we get as women. Like, what about me? Do I look my age? No.
You better tell her she does not look her age.
You don't look your age at all.
All right, thank you. Okay. I'm calm now. We can resume
I'm
the
sorry.
Interview.
I'm sorry.
We can resume the interview. Sorry.
So I went to California to visit a friend. I was celebrating my 30th birthday, and she is like a holistic type of person, so she did a Reiki session on me. I don't know if you're familiar with Reiki.
Yes.
But, yes. So she did one of those sessions on me, and she said that as she got over my left hand, all she kept hearing was the word right. And my hand kept shaking, so I was like, okay, well, this is weird, but all right. And then a few months, maybe a month later at my best friend's birthday, I had posted a picture of myself, and I always post my outfits, and people will always be like, Marsha, where'd you get that? And I would really be shady, and I don't want to tell you where I got it, like, you know. But, you know, I posted my outfit, and she texted me immediately, and she's like, you need to do a fashion blog. And I said, well, okay, fine, I'll do a fashion blog. So a couple of days later, I came up with Marsh Bar's Closet. Marsh Bar, because my friend had named me Marsh Bar after a chocolate bar because I'm brown skin, and Closet because that's where all my clothes are. And, you know, before you knew it, my friend, who at the moment I had never met her, the one who texted me, she had did my entire website for free just off the strength of believing in me. So
nice.
I had a blog, and I just took off running with it. A lot of me landing the interviews is just from prayer and just, you know, being persistent and just believing in my brand. And, you know, I reach out to people. I'm aware that rejection is something that happens. So if I don't get a response, I'm okay with it. But I won't stop, you know. I won't take no for an answer. If you say no, I'll ask someone else. I'll figure a way out to get what I need done.
Right. Sounds like we're twins.
Don't it sound like y'all twins? Like,
I know. I'm sitting here listening to her like, hey, this, she's talking about me. All right. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting again.
No, it's fine.
See?
Definitely inspirational. So my question is, how do you manage to say so fabulous? Like, every time I see you on Insta or Facebook, you looking like a bag full of money. You looking like
did you say a bag full of money?
A gold. Yes, a bag full of a trillion bucks.
if that bag has $100 in it, then that's what I look like, because I don't spend that much on my clothes at all. I refuse to. You know, I live, like I said, I live in New York City, and it's expensive. I live in Brooklyn, where it's no longer, you know, the Brooklyn that people knew of years ago. It's expensive to live here.
Yes.
So I have mastered bargain shopping. You show me a shoe that costs $200, and I'll show you a shoe that looks exactly like it for $40. And that's just what I've mastered. And in today's world, anything that you see is a knockoff of something else. So I don't really care about, oh, well, those are Chanel shoes. They're remakes. Well, yeah, so is everything that you wear, down to your nail polish is remade from Dior or whatever, you know? And the funny thing is, if you saw me going to work for my 9-to-5 job, I look the total opposite end of the spectrum. I always hope that anyone who follows me on Instagram or Facebook, they don't see me on my way to work, because I look horrible. But if I'm going out, it's a different story.
Right, that'd be me too. I'd be on a train like, oh my God, nobody look at me, my head's down. You know, all masked up with a hoodie when it's like 90 degrees, I have on a hoodie. Like, don't look at me. No, yeah, I get it. It's like that sometimes. I think it's like a New York thing, maybe.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It definitely is. Okay, so what's the last exciting thing have you done as far as, like, interview or just, you know, out and about in New York?
The last exciting thing that I did was, well, I'm actually, once we're done here, I'm heading to a fashion show in the city. That should be exciting, but the last exciting thing that I've done, last week, Saturday, I went to the No Basics brunch, which was a brunch done by Ty Hunter, which is Beyonce's stylist. Claire Sumners of Fashion Bomb Daily, and Laquan Smith, who's a huge fashion designer. And it was just literally the place to be. The energy was great. It was filled with, you know, designers, photographers, musicians. You know, it was just a great atmosphere to be in. And I feel like going to these events are it's good for your spirit. If you feel like this is the life you want to live, then you have to be sort of in the scene. And so it's a privilege for me to be a part of the scene, or even to participate on the weekends, you know. So that was the last cool thing I did.
Cool, and it just keeps getting cooler. I saw on Facebook where it was like Essence shouted you out. Yo.
Yeah,
that was dope. They saw your style, how fabulous you were, and then they had to tell everybody about it. How did that feel?
That felt great. They spelled my name wrong.
So that's what I thought, but you know I wasn't going to bring it up. But I did see it. Saw that.
Yeah, they spelled my name wrong, but that was all right. I have went to another event that Essence Magazine was sponsoring, and you know, it's always cool when a publication that you sort of grew up on features you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was humbled by that. It was a very, very cool experience.
Right. It's awesome because they had did a fashion show one time in Macy's. I'm not going to date it because I don't want you to know how old I am. But so I was the stylist for the hair for the fashion show in Macy's. So that was, like, the coolest thing, well, one of the coolest things I could say that I've done in my lifetime. But Essence, they're good people. They really are good people to work with.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Amen. Yeah. So what do you do when you're not doing you, like, you know, for downtime?
I don't know what downtime is. When I'm not blogging or attending any events, I am 100% drawn into reality TV, crap TV. I am watching The Love and Hip Hop. I'm watching the Housewives. I'm just in that. And it's sad, and I lose brain cells, but I love it. It's my guilty pleasure.
Right.
Yeah. It's like drugs.
We all need it.
It is a drug.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Some people
it's
are like,
not
I don't
a
want
drug,
that.
But, yeah, it's not the best. I mean, I know that much. It's not the best. It doesn't promote, you know, the best view of our people, but it is funny. It is very comical. And, yeah, that's what I get from it. It's my unwind time.
Perfect.
Okay. So what I want to know is what has been the most difficult part of blogging, you know, and running your business? Like, how did you, you know, get over any of those difficulties?
I'm actually in the process of getting over the most difficult part, and that is working a full-time job while trying to pursue your passion. I unfortunately, and I'm very open about this, my heart is not into what I do 9 to 5. And unfortunately, my job life suffers. And I don't really care, which is the bad part. So I'm trying to put my best foot forward because, in general, anything you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do it with honor, you know. Regardless of whether your heart is into it or not, you're still supposed to do it with some level of honor and grace because still my name is attached to it. So that is the most difficult part for me is trying to stay dedicated to my 9 to 5 as well as my business. I don't know how I'm doing so far, to be honest, but I know that I need to sort of, in order for me to excel outside of work, I need to excel in work.
That's
right. We both like, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the harsh reality. It's not something that, it's something that I know, but I'm not really practicing yet. So for anyone who's looking to pursue their own business, but they're working a full-time job, just know that you have to really, put your best foot forward at your job. I don't know if you believe in God, but, you know, you have to do all your work in God's name so that he can honor you outside of that.
Right. I believe that.
Yeah.
It's true. You have to do what you got to do in order to prosper somewhere else. It's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. So what are you currently working on right now as far as, like, blogs? What do you have lined up? And how frequently do you blog? Because I'm so bad at that, but, you know, maybe you can give me some advice.
Well, I try to blog at least twice a day. That doesn't happen all the time, but my goal is to have at least 5 to 6 posts per week, at the very least. I do have, and this carries over to from my Three Minds days, I do Monday Words of Inspiration. So every Monday, there's a blog post of inspirational words to start your week off. And that is almost automatic. If I don't do that, then I must have had a crazy weekend. And then my blog posts in general are very sporadic. So what I do is it's someone has a magazine cover, you know, I'll try to get those pictures together and I'll blog that. If there's an upcoming trend, I try to, you know, it's sort of something that happens as the days go by, however I feel. I do, obviously, I blog my outfits and then, you know, purchasing information for that. I'll blog the difference between a high-end item and a more affordable option. So, like, more recently, Angela Simmons wore these really cute shoes that strap around your calves. And so I have a pair that I paid $40 for, whereas hers cost, I think,
$275.
Mm-hmm. So I did a blog post on that, you know, just comparing, you know, you don't really got to spend that much, you know, to get Angela's look. So I do a lot of that.
Perfect. I mean, I think your strategy is, you know, a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So who are three people that you looked up to as a teenager or just, at, you know, right now that you look up to?
I definitely look up to Claire Summers of Fashion Bomb Daily. I've met her a few times, and she's so sweet, and she's very much, she's an inspiration because she is a brown girl who is doing exactly what I want to do, you know? She is, and she's very accessible. Like, I can literally go up to her and say, hi, Claire, and, you know, and speak to her, and she's, you know, she's not like a diva and I don't have time for you and stuff like that. She's very down to earth. She's also featured me on her blog a few times, which is amazing. Other than that, other people that I look up to, I look up to anyone who is just chasing their dreams. I look up to people who've quit their job and decided to pursue what they want to do. I have a friend who's a chef, and she left that whole, you know, corporate chef life where she's making food for, in a, you know, a law firm kitchen, to now she's just doing personal events and she has meal plans. I look up to people like that, you know, because it's something that while I admire you for doing that, I haven't had the strength to do it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be a specific person. It would be just people who have the balls to say, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm going to go after what I want to do in life.
Right. I commend that, definitely, because I haven't had the balls either to just jump off the roof. I mean, one of my legs is over it, but, you know, I just got to leap.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about me right now, but I'd be over here struggling. But I'm telling you, you can wake up whenever you want, almost whenever you want. You know, take naps almost whenever you want. You know, you'll get there. So I'm looking forward to just be like seeing you just doing so many more things. So, and that's awesome that she's down to earth like that. You don't meet a lot of people like that at all.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and what's even better about it is that she acknowledges her position, and she's not one to say, you know, I'm a blogger, there's no room for you here. Like, I've heard her speak, and she encourages us to. Like, there's no brown bloggers that go to Paris for Paris Fashion Week. Why aren't you guys going? Come with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? She makes room for you.
Word.
And that's something I can appreciate.
Definitely, because it's a cutthroat business. I mean, for the littlest thing, it could be a Frank cart out on the street, and there's another Frank cart out on the street, but it's a competition because, of course, we know people want to make money or people want to be seen or people want to, you know, sell their product, but I love when there's individuals that are like, listen, you know, we all can do this. There's room for everybody, and on this same block, you can stand here, I can stand here.
Yeah.
You know? Because at the end of the day, no matter if there's 16 people doing it, people are going to choose who they're going to choose, even if it was just you by yourself. They would choose not to, or they're going to choose to follow you. So that's really the end of it. And I'm glad that she gets that, and she doesn't allow anything to, like, you know, take her away from just being genuine to other people.
Yeah, she is a very genuine person.
Perfect. Love it.
Okay. Do you have a third person, or will we just add it to?
No. I mean, just literally anyone who's able to do them and really forget. We live in a world that's so structured, you know? So you're supposed to go to school. You're supposed to go to college. You're supposed to graduate. You're supposed to get a job. You know, you're supposed to have these benefits and 401k and pension, and you're supposed to do all of these things. And
right.
And no one ever really allows you to do what your heart's desire is, you know? And so when you say, you know what, I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do what my heart wants me to do. And you still can you know, get the same benefits, the 401k, the health insurance and all that other good stuff, but now you're being fulfilled. I admire that. I admire anyone who can really just chase after that.
Indeed.
Word.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And I think that for your age, you know, very ambitious. And definitely focused on the prize. And that's why you are where you are, definitely, at this point in your life. And that's very commendable, for as there are so many that are still searching.
Yeah.
And not to say that that search is wrong, but I'm just saying that there are so many people that are still trying to get it together. So it's definitely a blessing to be able to communicate with somebody that has her, you know, self-planted, and definitely know when to uproot and when to plant and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good
time
for me. Yeah, perfect.
So you said you're in New York. Where in New York are you?
I'm in Westchester County.
Okay, okay. You're far in New York.
But I commute into the city every day, like almost every day.
Okay.
So I'm definitely out there all the time. And, you know, like I said, we have to set up something where you're not so, so busy and you can make 5 minutes for me to say, girl, this is this and this is that. And I'll
I
be so happy.
You.
Yay!
I got you.
This is the best Sunday ever. So.
Tell New York folks. So my other question for you now is, you know, I when I got your book, Lord knows, I don't know how long ago this was. I don't know how long ago this was, years. But I was, like, really thrilled. You know, I have special parts, like, marked off and dog-eared in the book, you know, just kind of off to themselves. But a body of art, you know, when you came out with it, I was like, man, that is so dope, because it does take, you know, a lot of bravery for somebody to just put their thoughts out there and put their words and their poems out there. So for you, you know, what was the most memorable comment or, you know, feedback that you received from it?
All of it. All of it. I can't even say just one comment. Every single comment that's ever been written or said about my book has been memorable. I have them all on my Twitter. They're all in my favorites. I have the screenshots saved, you know, I literally everything. Because it puts you in a very vulnerable spot when you put all your thoughts on, you know, on paper. I mean, you've read my book. I have sex poems. My mom has read this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's very like, oh, that's all me. That's all me. And you just read all of me. You've read me at my most insecure moments to my most confident moments to you've read about dumb stuff that I've done in my life that people probably didn't know about, you know? You know what I'm saying? So anything
that
anyone has ever said has stayed with me.
Okay.
And it's actually funny. I have not written a poem since I released that book.
I don't know how to feel right now.
Right.
I mean, is another one coming out soon? Or, I mean, like, not soon, but, you know, do you have plans to do anything, like, even if it's not poetry?
My girlfriend keeps pushing for me. She's made several comments this past week, as a matter of fact, about, so when you write your next book, and I'm like, what are you talking about? My next book. You know, but she's been hinting at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been hinting at it. She thinks I should write, like, a memoir. I'm like, I got a lot more to do before I write a memoir about anything that I've done. But I don't know. I sort of lost the connection between me and poetry. I think that I felt like I had to get this book out. And once I did, it was sort of like, okay, well, that was done, and now I'm over it. which is weird, because poetry has always been, like, a huge part of my life. So I guess I got to find that connection again. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I would. I'm pretty sure I would write another book.
I'm going to be on the lookout.
Yes, definitely. Definitely on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If
so,
I did write one, it would be an inspirational book.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look how you just tied that into to what you do as far as motivation and inspiration goes. That would be.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah. That would be what I would do.
It would work. Okay. It would totally work because you already have that personality. So, you know, people will crave that, you know, coming from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody that has written one needed to, but you know how that goes. You know, you don't want to give them an E for effort. But, you know, I picked up tons and tons of self-help books and motivational books and was like, really? Why?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, speaking with you or whatever, I can tell that you'll have something enlightening to offer to the people, so we definitely will be keeping our ears to the pavement for that one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have coming up, you know, that you'd like to share with the people that's listening? Like, any place you're going to be? I know you just gave them the party. I mean, I would be careful because, you know, you might have, well, I don't know. Internet is funny like that. The web is funny like that because everybody's everywhere and it's public. But what are some things you want people to know about that you have coming up?
Well, I am in the works of doing a fashion show in August. The working date is August 30th. I'm really, 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 really good at planning events. And so I want to plan I love doing events. So I'm going to do a New York Fashion Week fashion show, and I'm going to reach out to 6 local designers and offer them the opportunity to display their current line or upcoming line at the fashion show. So that's the next thing that I'm doing. Between now and then, really just getting out there, going to these events, just networking, getting my name out there, hopefully landing a writing position with a nice media publication. I don't know. And that's really what I'm focused on.
Hey, it's out there for you. It's so out there for you. Like, it's just waiting on you. It's waiting on you to just meet it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
but,
I'm waiting on it.
You're waiting on it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen for you. I believe it'll happen for you. So, you know, before we go, I want to know, is there anything that we haven't asked you today that you would like to have been asked or that you feel like you want to share with our listeners?
Well, of course, visit my site, Marsh Bar's Closet. Also, like I said, the inspiration behind the site was just to let people know that looking good doesn't have to cost a lot. And I find that a lot of people now are so consumed with labels and, you know, just everything that's not important when all it really means is if you're confident with yourself and what you put on, you can put on a trash bag and you will be the talk of the room, not because it's a trash bag, but because you're confident. So just to remind people that confidence is key. Money is not, you know, labels are not. It's really the confidence that you carry that people are attracted to.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, you look like, I never told you this. I may have told you this. I don't know. But you look like Janelle Monáe, and that's all I have to say.
Oh my gosh, I get that all the time, and I don't see it.
Oh my God, I don't know how.
That's such a compliment.
It's such a compliment
because she's gorgeous, but I don't see it at all.
Well, trust me.
I was told I looked like Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell in those days, not now.
Maybe the eyes.
I'm sorry.
You're like, not now.
Not now.
Back in the day. I was about to say, if that was me, I'd have to scroll up a little. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? These turtles. What you mean? But nah. So, you know, first, I don't know if you had another question for our
no,
guest.
No, I don't have another question. I think she's awesome, and it was a pleasure speaking with her this evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Totally.
We got to exchange information.
Definitely. I'll give it to you off air. I'll get your email from Phoenix, and then we'll take it from there. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Word. So okay. Where can I find you on social media?
So my Instagram is Marshbars Closet. That's MarshBarsCloset. Marshbars Closet. And that's the same as my website. My Twitter is MarshBar9. And my Facebook is Marshbars Closet.
Question, where did the 9 come from? Because Lord knows, I know you had the 9. I have the 9. Where do you get your 9 from? I got to know.
The 9 is my birthday. I'm 11/9/83.
Yes, Lord. Okay. There we go. There you have it.
There we have it, ladies. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's been, like, really a pleasure. I really hope to have you back on in the future. I definitely want to see what else we can network and do together. I really appreciate you just taking time out of your day. I know you have an event to get to. I just appreciate you, and I just want to let you know, and I'm just happy that you came on today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. Like, you've definitely helped me a lot. When I was blogging for Three Minds, you know, helping me get my blogs out there, connecting me to, you know, the right people, helping me with the site and stuff like that. So I do appreciate you, too, and I'm glad that we were able to stay connected over all these years.
I don't know. Don't do that to my heart, though. I got to get my G bag real quick. But you are so welcome. I'm just happy to see you out here doing it, and I'm very proud of you, and I just had to let you know.
Thank you.
So. Enjoy your Sunday.
I'll be looking
for pictures from the event. And I'm just, have a wonderful week as well. So we will holler. Thank you, Precious, joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
All right.
All right. That was dope. Precious, give them your social media. I know we got to get out of here.
Yeah, the official Miss P on Twitter or theintuneshow.com.
All right. Make sure you check me out, PhoenixStar9, PhoenixStar9Online.com. Make sure you check out the website, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. And check out our other past interviews on the it's blogtalkradio.com/rainbow-rendezvous. And I think they have a dash. Why? I don't know why they have a dash on our channel. But it's there.
Okay.
You won't get it by going by Rainbow Rendezvous, old bastards. But anyway, I love you all. Precious, I'm going to holler at you.
All right.
Everybody,
have a good one.
And you have a wonderful weekend, too. Bye-bye.